నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జాయాముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కాంటో 2 చాప్టర్ 3 టెక్స్ట్ 8. ధర్మార్థ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకం తంతు తన్వన్ పితృన్యజేత్ రక్షాకామ పుణ్యజనో ఓజస్కామో మరుద్గణాన్. ధర్మార్థ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకం తంతు తన్వన్ పితృన్యజేత్ రక్షాకామ పుణ్యజనాన్ ఓజస్కామో మరుద్గణాన్. ధర్మార్థ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకం తంతు తన్వన్ పితృన్యజేత్ రక్షాకామ పుణ్యజనాన్ ఓజస్కామో మరుద్గణాన్. ధర్మార్థ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకం తంతు తన్వన్ పితృన్యజేత్ రక్షాకామా పుణ్యజనాన్ ఓజస్కామో మరుద్గణాన్. ధర్మార్థ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకం తంతు తన్వన్ పితృన్యజేత్ రక్షాకామా పుణ్యజనాన్ ఓజస్కామో మరుద్గణాన్. ధర్మార్థ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకం తంతు తన్వన్ పితృన్యజేత్ పుణ్యజన. రక్షాకామ పుణ్యజనాన్. ఓజస్కామో మరుద్గణాన్. ధర్మార్థ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకాన్ ತಂತುಸ್ತನ್ವನ್ ಪಿತೃನ್ಯಜೇತ್ ರಕ್ಷಾಕಾಮಃ ಪುಣ್ಯಜನಾನ್ ಓಜಸ್ಕಾಮೋ ಮರುದ್ಗಣಾನ್. ಧರ್ಮಾರ್ಥ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಂ ತಂತುಸ್ತನ್ವನ್ ಪಿತೃನ್ಯಜೇತ್ ರಕ್ಷಾಕಾಮಃ ಪುಣ್ಯಜನಾನ್ ಓಜಸ್ಕಾಮೋ ಮರುದ್ಗಣಾನ್. ಧರ್ಮಾರ್ಥ ಫಾರ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಅಡ್ವಾನ್ಸ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕಂ, ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಡ್ ಟು ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ತಂತು ಫಾರ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಪ್ರಿಂಗ್, ತನ್ವನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದೇರ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಷನ್, ಪಿತೃನ್ ದ ರೆಸಿಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪಿತೃಲೋಕ, ಯಜೇತ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್, ರಕ್ಷಾಕಾಮಃ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಷನ್, ಪುಣ್ಯಜನಾನ್ ಪಾಯಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಓಜಃ ಕಾಮಃ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂತ್ ಶುಡ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್, ಮರುದ್ಗಣಾನ್ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎ ಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್. ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಕೀ ಚಾಯ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್: ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಆರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿಯೋಟಿ ಫಾರ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಅಡ್ವಾನ್ಸ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಹೆರಿಡಿಟಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಡ್ವಾನ್ಸ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಡೈನೆಸ್ಟಿ ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ದ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್. ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್: The path of religion entails making progress on the path of spiritual advancement, ultimately reviving the eternal relation with Lord Vishnu in his impersonal effulgence, his localized Paramatma feature, and ultimately his personal feature by spiritual advancement in knowledge. And one who wants to establish a good dynasty and be happy in the progress of temporary bodily relations should take shelter of the pitas and the demigods in other pious planets. Such different classes of worshippers of different demigods may ultimately reach the respective planets of those demigods within the universe. But he who reaches the spiritual planets in the Brahma Jyoti achieves the highest perfection. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೇ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಃ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಾಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೂನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಾಂ ಸಹಗಣರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಸ್ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾಧ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ. ನಮಃ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮೀನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತೀ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೇ. ನಮಃ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತೀತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ಶ್ರೀವಾರ್ಷಭಾನವೀ ದೇವೀ ದಾಯಿತಾಯ ಕೃಪಾಬ್ಧಯೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಂಬಂಧ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನ ದಾಯಿನೇ ಪ್ರಭವೇ ನಮಃ. ಮಾಧುರ್ಯೋಜ್ವಲ ಪ್ರೇಮಾಢ್ಯೋ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಾನುಗ ಭಕ್ತಿದ ಶ್ರೀಗೌರ ಕರುಣಾಶಕ್ತಿ ವಿಗ್ರಹಾಯ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಶ್ರೀಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ದೀನತಾರಿಣೇ ರೂಪಾನುಗ ವಿರುದ್ಧಾಪ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತದ್ವಾಂತ್ವಹಾರಿಣೇ. ನಮೋ ಗೌರ್ಕಿಶೋರಾಯ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾದ್ ವೈರಾಗ್ಯಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ವಿಪ್ರಲಂಬರಸಾಂಬೋಧೇ ಪಾದಾಂಬುಜಾಯ ತೇ ನಮಃ. ನಮೋ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದಾಯ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದ ನಾಮಿನೇ ಗೌರಶಕ್ತಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪಾಯ ರೂಪಾನುಗ ವರಾಯತೆ ಗೌರಾವಿರ್ಭಾವ ಭೂಮೇಸ್ತ್ವಂ ನಿರ್ದಿಷ್ಟ ಸಜ್ಜನ ಪ್ರಿಯ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಸಾರ್ವಭೌಮ ಶ್ರೀ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥಾಯ ತೇ ನಮಃ. ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪದೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ. ಜಯತಾಂ ಸುರತೋಪಂಗೋರ್ಮಮ ಮಂದ ಮತೇರ್ಗತಿಂ ಮತ್ಸರ್ವಸ್ವ ಪದಾಂಬೋಜೋ ರಾಧಾ ಮದನ ಮೋಹನೋ ದಿವ್ಯಾದೃಂದಾರಣ್ಯಕಲ್ಪದ್ರುಮಾಧ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ರತ್ನಾಗಾರ ಸಿಂಹಾಸನಸ್ಥೋ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ರಾಧಾಶೀಲ ಗೋವಿಂದದೇವೋ ಪ್ರೇಷ್ಟಲಾಭೀ ಸೇವ್ಯಮಾನಂ ಸ್ಮರಾಮಿ. ಶ್ರೀಮಾನ್ ರಾಸರಸಾರಂಭೀ ವಂಶೀವಟ ತಟಸ್ಥಿತ ಕರ್ಷಣ್ವೇಣುಸ್ವನೈರ್ಗೋಪೀರ್ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಸ್ನಃ. ತಪ್ತಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ. ಮುಖಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗುಂ ಲಂಗಾಯತೆ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರು ದೀನತಾರಿಣಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದಮಾಧವಂ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯೇಶ್ವರಂ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಐ ಸೀಕ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟೀಸ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ಲೇಜರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೈ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್. ಸೊ ಟುಡೇ ವರ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ನೋ ಶುಕದೇವ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ instruction to Parikshit Maharaj, whom to worship and for what. So last 6-7 shlokas yesterday Rukmini so nicely mentioned, scriptures, they define different worships just to accommodate different types of people. So in today's discussion we'll see 4 points. First, the magnanimity of scriptures. Second, how scriptures elevate a demigod worshipper or to a level of a pure devotee. Third, in this verse the word uttama shloka is referred. The Lord is how he is glorified by choicest poetry. And the fourth, how this particular verse says one who worship Lord Vishnu or his devotees for spiritual advancement, one should worship. So the reason I chanted whole Mangalacharan today, for two reasons. First, in the translation, Shukadeva Goswami is mentioning, if we want spiritual advancement, we should either worship Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu, or his devotees. So the whole pranam mantra of all the acharyas is like offering our respects to all the devotees. And uttama shloka, the beautiful shlokas, beautiful prayers glorifying Krishna, that helps us bring closer to him. So the first point about magnanimity of scriptures, Bhagavatam and other scriptures clearly mentions that the goal of Varnashrama Dharma is pleasure of Lord Hari, Samsiddhir Hari Toshanam. But then why it is mentioning Raksha Kama Punya Jano Ojas Kama Marudganat? It is telling that, okay, if you want this, go to here. If you want this, go to there. So to understand this, we have to look in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 17, first four verses, where Arjuna is asking what drives a person's faith, and you know, and then Krishna explains that there are three kinds of faith: the faith in mode of goodness, the faith in mode of passion, and the faith in mode of ignorance. And depending on the swabhava or the nature of a person, one develops, and again according to the modes of nature, one develops particular kind of shraddha or faith. So the nature of person decides whom they want to worship. So scriptures, like whole Vedic system, is like a mall. Everything is available there, starting from sense gratification to heavenly planets to Brahma Jyoti to pure, you know, spiritual, you know, love. But depending on person's swabhava or nature, which is influenced by three modes, he develops a particular kind of faith. And then he decides that I want to worship, say, Lord Shiva or Lord Ganesh, or I want to worship ghost. Then scriptures tell, okay, if you want to worship this, you do this. So the beauty in this is, a person's free will is still there. He wants to worship whoever he wants. But since he is approaching a scripture, he is following authority. And the beauty is, once you start following scriptures, they will elevate you. For example, about meat eating. The scriptures say, okay, if you want to eat meat, you do it, you know, only on Amavasya day. You cut the, you know, particular animal, goat or, you know, some small animal, into 12 parts, you know, donate 11. And while cutting, you chant, you know, Mamsa, Mamsa. That means, okay, in this life I am killing you, next life you kill me. And then person has to cut, he cannot go and buy from the shop. So he sees the pain and he hears that, yes, you know, I am saying this. So by doing that, what happens is that the consciousness of a person gets elevated. So from ignorance comes to a passion, from passion to goodness. And each time, like even if there are mantras for demigods, they say, you know, Hare He Om. They start with like that. So there is Hari. There is Krishna, Om, Pranavas Sarva Vedeshwara. So slowly, it is increasing their Agyat Sukruti, first thing. Second, they are following authorities. And third, scriptures again and again bombard that we are not body, we are spirit soul. Material world, material enjoyment is a temporary. And if you want real, long-lasting happiness, take to pure devotional service. So when one accepts the authority of scriptures, slowly he is elevated. So this is the magnanimity of scriptures, Vedic literatures, that nobody can say that I don't have place. Yes, whichever level one may be in, he is slowly elevated. Now how a devout worshipper gets transferred into a bhakta then? Yeah, I may be, say, worshipping Lord Shiva or Lord Ganesh, and then I may be happy doing that. But what happens is that there is Lord doesn't interfere in that worship, but there is a particular special Lord's representative. That is devotee. He comes in a life of such a pious person and he gives them higher test. Tells, yes, you know, he opens the eyes, you know, Chakshudan Dilojahi, Janmojan Me Prabhu Se. He opens the eyes and he tells that, yes, whatever you are doing, it may be as per the Vedic text, but it's not full. There is something higher. And when devotee interferes, then naturally that person who is worshipping demigods, he loses the test in that worship because he has got now higher test of worshipping Krishna. And then Krishna removes that desire or his faith from that demigod. Krishna doesn't intervene at first unless he wants. So this way, when somebody accepts the authority of Vedic scriptures, he is gradually elevated in higher and higher modes. And once who is in goodness, one who is worshipping demigods, when a devotee is intervened, then he gets a higher test and he slowly gets away from demigod worship and he gets attached to Krishna consciousness. And the easiest way of it happening is when one gets in touch with a pure devotee. So till now we discussed 2 points. The magnanimity of scriptures, and second, how a pious person gets into devotional service, leaving his faith on the, you know, all this Marudgana and Brahma and, you know, whoever we discussed, you know, before. Now we'll focus on 2 points, that how, like he said, one should worship Lord Vishnu or his devotees for spiritual advancement. So now by Prabhupada's mercy, we are in devotional service. But to advance in devotional service, what we have to do? We have to worship Lord. Of course, we are doing. And then we can intensify it. So there are 2 factors. First, worshipping Lord with choices, prowess. And second, taking shelter of devotees. It is said that whenever we come in front of Lord, we should glorify Lord like we do every day. You know, Govindam Adipurusham. Tamaham bhajami. There is one way. But what happens that it can also become a mechanical, yes, coming, paying obeisances, going in front, going, you know, next duties. So to avoid that, what we do is that we recite prayers by different acharyas. When we do that, there are 3 types of prayers, you know. Samprapnika, Dainyabodhika, and third one is Lal Samai. Yes, thank you, bro. So, we can do, and there are nice prayers in, like, you know, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. When we recite that, those soft feelings arise. Because even in spiritual life, one who takes, there are 3 stages. One is, one may get into a Brahma Jyoti, impersonal liberation, or one may get these 5 kinds of, you know, Sayujya, Sarupya, Salokya, Mukti. But the full complete blossom of devotional service only happens when one is lovingly serving Krishna in either of the, you know, majorly 4 rasas, you know, Shantaras is neutral, but the other 4. So to do that, offering prayers to the Lord, they help us doing that. So there is one nice prayer from CC, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. He glorifies Lord Chaitanya as follows. Krishnat kirtana gana nartana kala patho jani bharjita sad bhakta valiham sachakramadhupa shrenim viharaspadam karnanandi kala dhvanirvahatume Jivamuru Prangane Sri Chaitanya Dayani Deta Valasa Leela Sudha Shradhuni. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is comparing that our tongue is like a desert, you know, which is always in need of water, always in need of speaking, right? And most of the time it tends to be a prajalpa, to satisfy some, you know, speaking tendency. But when we glorify Lord, that nectar is like a nectarian waters of Ganges, which is unstoppable. And that only can quench our thirst. And when we chant these names, when this river flows, we, river of Ganges, there are lotuses, and those there are swans and bumblebees. And who are those? Those are the devotees. So naturally, when we glorify Lord in this way and glorify devotees, the spiritual advancement takes place, and one naturally awakens the fully blossomed Krishna conscious original nature. And the fastest way to do that is again taking shelter of Krishna's devotees. Again in CC it is said, Bhakta Pada Dhuliyara, Bhakta Pada Jal, Bhakta Bhukta Avashesha, Tina Mahabal. Bhakta Pada Dhuli, the dust of lotus feet of devotees. The water that has washed lotus feet of devotees. And third, the Mahaprasad of remnants of devotees. They are like elevators, it can really, really ease our spiritual advancement. So, Srila Prabhupada, one of his disciples was telling that he was new and somebody brought Prabhupada's Mahaprasad, and his father had also come. And there was a samosa, half-eaten samosa by Prabhupada. So this devotee said, this is Prabhupada's Maha. So this devotee was a little doubtful whether to eat or not, because he had just joined movement. But his father came and he just took the samosa and ate it. And that, Sannyasi explained, your father is more advanced than you, This is quick advancement, right? Another, actually I see this, there is one nice video, Sansara Dava, and they show same, New Dwarka video, Prabhupada sitting here and washing lotus feet. I sometimes, really crave, the devotees who have got that water, so your life is just success, right? Actual lotus, feet, washed water of a pure devotee. So, but the same benefit for us is available when we follow Prabhupada's instructions. We get same benefit. Another example is that how just by appreciating Prabhupada, one can make spiritual advancement. In Pune, one new person, he got Prabhupada Lilamrut. There is a small version, right? Condensed. He read it. He had never been to temple. He had never read even a Bhagavad Gita. He just read Prabhupada Lilamrut. He saw the behind, temple address. Went to temple. He had two houses. One in which was like millions of rupees, very big. One was small. He moved from big house to small house. And he gave that big house to temple. On first visit, first day, without telling anyone. This is two story. So this shows that how when we take shelter of devotees, when we really appreciate, then we can make spiritual advancement zoom, like that. So therefore, the reason, sometimes what happens is we recite Prabhupada Pranam Mantra, but we are in so much hurry of course, doing services, maybe legitimate reason. But yeah, there are acharyas, we can even glorify them with their Pranam Mantras. There is, Sambandha Acharya, Sambandha deity, Radha Madan Mohan, Abhideya deity, Radha Govinda, and Radha Gopinath Prayojan deity. We many times forget. So, by reciting these shlokas, by reciting these prayers, it becomes very easy for us to remember. So, to summarize, we discuss four things. First, how scriptures are magnanimous. They accept everyone, and depending on one's inclination, they direct. Second, we saw that person takes to worship of somebody depending on his swabhava or nature. But when he does that according to the scriptures, when he does that particular worship, it may be of Marut or Brahma or Shiva or Ganesh, what happens is slowly his consciousness is elevated. And then when he gets enough Agyat Sukruti and when a devotee intervenes, then he leaves that demigod worship and gets into worship of Supreme Lord. And we saw that, as it is mentioned in this verse, the spiritual advancement becomes very easy when we worship Lord, when we pray with the nice prayers which are available in our scriptures. And the most fastest way is when we please spiritual master or when we please a pure devotee. One more real story I remember quick is a contractor who built ISKCON Juhu. His name was, I think, Agarwal, if I remember correctly. So he, Prabhupada was so happy with him, he said that you made a house for my devotees, I'll build a house for you in spiritual world. Now just see, that guy may not be chanting 16 round or whatever. Another incident he tells, like, you know, the same person, he says that he was very sick. He was in a hospital on oxygen. Prabhupada went to see him and he said, Prabhupada, you know, Swamiji, you know, doctor said, if you remove my mask, I'll die in 4 hours. Prabhupada went and removed his mask. And he sat there chanting. He said, let me see how you die. And that fellow lived after that 40, 50 years without any problem. So that devotee was explained. So this just shows that how if we just please a pure devotee, how the spiritual life becomes so easy. So we can take advantage by this. And one of the way is by reciting these prayers, reciting this shloka, it becomes very easy to appreciate, to glorify the Lord and to even remember. So with this, we would like to stop. Any comments or questions? Yes.
Very nicely.
Yeah, I can repeat the question, yeah. So the question is, Vedas say, Krishna says that don't follow Vedas, but then Vedas also don't be attracted by Vedas, flowery words of Vedas, but then what if one gets attracted because it's really flowery, right? So what to do? So as I was initially mentioning, will we get attracted to a cockroach? Yes or no? Will we get attracted to a cockroach? Roach. No. Will you get attracted to a nice, beautiful lady? Yes. Why? We are in different modes. So same way, as I was mentioning, person's swabhava or the nature which he has acquired from the three modes, it depending on that, he puts faith on particular thing. So those who are not sufficiently in mode of goodness, for them Krishna's philosophy, they'll sleep first of all while hearing itself. It will not go in their head because it's just so much with ignorance and passion full. So because of the modes, they get attracted to those flowery, but at the same time when they hear, oh, you know, beautiful woman in heaven, immediately their antennas go because they are in mode of passion or ignorance. But those who are in goodness, they hear the other thing, that but ajanma bhruvanam lokan, you know, punaravrito jana. Even if there are beautiful ladies in heaven, it's not eternal. You have to again give up it. So because they are not situated in goodness, one gets entangled. So therefore, another verse in Bhagavad Gita, he says that not in Bhagavad Gita, it's from Mahabharata, you know, Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave. Svalpa punya vrtam rajan vishwasav no vajayate. One who has svalpa punya, a less quota of pious credit, he will not have faith on Mahaprasad, Govinda and Vaishnava. So when Govinda is telling in Bhagavad Gita, Vedas are flowery, don't get attracted, because he doesn't have that punji or bank balance of pious credit, he won't have that faith. And that's why he will get attracted. But if he does it through Vedic system, instead of doing on his own whims, there is a chance that he can still get elevated, as we were discussing. But does that make sense? It's mainly because of the modes and less pious spruti. Is the answer? Sure. Yeah. You have proof something? Question? ओके थैंक यू सो मच. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल.